is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Arthur Nguyen. First name is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N Nguyen. Date of birth 6-9-2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Tung Nguyen. First name is Tung, T-U-N-G. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N Nguyen. Address 621 Tully Road, Suite A105, San Jose, California 95111. Telephone number 408-279-2988. Fax number 479-408-279-2981. Dear Dr. Tung Nguyen, T-U-N-G, last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 7-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Arthur was brought by his father with the following problems. Number one, history of eczema since he was a baby, period. This is usually treated with different creams, and right now he seems to be doing quite well, period. I discussed with family, with the father in great detail, the pathophysiology of eczema and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I talked about itching and the various ways to control his itching with the drugs like Benadryl, and if needed, period. Certainly the use of creams is quite important whenever there is a flare-up, period. He seems to have, he has the following creams. Number one, Kenalog 0.1%, hydrocortisone 0.1%, and at times he has used Flucinide, F-L-U-O-C-I-N-O-I-D-E, as 0.05%, and these medications have been quite successful, period. We discussed the appropriate use of these medications and told Dad that he should continue to make sure that eczema is treated right at the onset of exacerbation and itching and new rashes, period. Most of his eczema is confined to knees, elbows, wrists, skin, wrists and other areas of skin, period. His skin is overall quite dry, and the family is quite, and father is quite knowledgeable about it and uses Vaseline and baby soap, and that should be quite effective, period. Number two, he has a history of minor intermittent asthma, which is in good control, and no medications are being used for quite some time, period. I did pulmonary function testing, and they were quite normal, thus indicating no significant obstructive airway disease, period. Number three, history of minor nasal congestion and allergies manifested by occasional congestion and runny nose, period. Family, I instructed him to use Benadryl or any other antihistamine, and usually that should be sufficient, period. However, if nasal symptoms become more troublesome, then I would certainly go ahead and use a more methodical approach to take care of his allergic nasal allergies, period. it seems to me nasal allergies are not a significant problem, period. Number four, significant food allergies. In past, family had to get given, in past, father has given an EpiPen once about 3 or 4 years ago when he ate some peanuts, and the reaction was quite, and reaction occurred very quickly, manifested by facial rash and some swelling and some, and possibly some throat tightness, period. Injection of epinephrine was very effective, and ever since then, family, and he is completely abstaining any peanut or peanut products, period. At this point in time, I discussed the pathophysiology of food allergies and talked about peanut allergy and the importance of completely avoiding peanuts and any product that might have peanut in it. I gave him a lot of literature to read on EpiPen and peanuts allergy and was able and answered all his questions, period. I told him to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. There is also a history of minor reaction to scallops, crab, shrimp, and chicken. But he has been able, but right now he seems to be able to eat just about everything else, and including eggs and fish without any reactions, period. No food restrictions are in place except peanut, and I believe that is quite appropriate, period. He does seem to have minor reactions on skin testing to different foods, but I believe their clinical significance is not quite relevant, and he has eaten all these foods, and there is no reason to avoid any foods except peanuts, period. Certainly, new allergies can develop, and if they do, then I would recommend we do some workup, period. As you know, his total IgE is 476, which is pretty much twice the normal for his age, and that would signify an allergic disease process, period. New paragraph. He also, skin testing revealed a moderate reaction to grasses and alternaria and some trees, and that certainly would indicate some rhinitis-like symptoms, period. Environmental precautions were discussed, and family would make sure that appropriate medications are used if there is any nasal congestion, period. My final diagnosis, number one, peanut allergy with minor anaphylaxis. Number two, history of dry skin and eczema in decent control. Number three, history of allergic rhinitis and asthma doing quite well. Number four, history of minor reaction to other foods, but clinically he's able to tolerate just about everything, period. I asked him to come and see me and follow up in a few months if there are any significant issues, period. Certainly, peanut allergies can last for a long time and perhaps ever, so we should repeat component testing probably in next 2 to 5 years, in next 5 years, and see how he seems to be doing, period. We also talked about appropriate use of EpiPen and renewing prescriptions every year, and learn to use EpiPen every now and then on YouTube, period. Overall, I believe father is very involved in management of his allergies and eczema, and that is very encouraging, and hopefully he would be fine, and hopefully he would be fine, period. As always, I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, Andrew, dictation on patient, Arthur Nguyen.